Julie Hollis Terrell helps promote ways visitors to Northern Utah can enjoy the area's theater district, Logan's Summerfest Arts Fair, and 4th of July celebrations. This year, the tourism executive director says because of the COVID-19 pandemic, she's promoting the opening of swimming pools.
The hotels are pretty excited about that because there have been quite a few families who wanted to come to the hotel, but they'd like a swimming pool available for their kids.
Hotel owners will be required to limit the number of people in the pool area, and most are scheduling swim times to give staff time to sanitize between use.
It'll be a different experience, though, than what people are used to when they head for the hotel swimming pool. You have to sign in at the front desk for what time you want to go to the swimming pool, and then you will have an hour to be in there with your group. There can be no congregating on the deck of the pool, those types of things that are kind of like social distancing already, but inside the swimming pool area.
Another change, says Hollis Terrell, is that guests can get a hot meal at a hotel instead of the cold sack breakfast that has been served the past 2 months.
So instead of having a buffet option, you know, where you could go through and get whatever you want and make your own waffles, it will be limited to what you order from a menu, but you'll still be able to receive a hot meal for breakfast in the morning, which is nice. It's just a different way of doing things.
The reopening of pools and warm breakfast options as a way of enticing guests won't completely make up for the lost revenue from canceled reservations, says Hollis Terrell, but it is a beginning.
They've gone from occupancy rates of, say, 75% to 7%. We even have a hotel here that's closed temporarily because there's just not enough traffic to keep doors open. So the lessening of these restrictions is very important.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.